Good morning, everyone. I want to thank God for another day. And I want to thank you for listening to this prayer podcast. God has been good to us. And because of His grace and His mercy, we're able to do another episode of our EBC prayer podcast. When we think about the goodness of the Lord, we can go to another day rejoicing. Because, like the songwriter said, there's no one like the Lord. He's a great God. And He can do for us what we could not even think of. Our scripture today will be taken from Matthew 7, verses 7 and 8. And it reads, "Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and he shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asks, receiveth. And he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened." God is encouraging us with this scripture and reminding us that no matter what we are going through, all we need to do is take time out to ask Him so we can find and seek Him, and it shall be open unto us. So let us pray today in remembering the greatness and the love that God has for us will lead us to great health and riches and honor in the Lord. So let us pray today. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, I'm so grateful for another day. I thank you for another privilege you have given us. I thank you for your grace and your mercy. Father, we are undeserving of your love. We don't even deserve what you have done for us. But God, we are so thankful that you look beyond our fault. And God, you see our need. And Lord, we are not even worthy of you. But God, thank you for loving us and caring for us more than we even care for ourselves. We thank you so much, God, for another day and the privilege that we can come before you today and pray. The privilege that we can call upon you. And Lord, I thank you, God, for establishing the Elion Bible Church so that we can pray and seek you, God. And I thank you, God, for everyone who is listening to this podcast. We're asking you, God, to continue to move in our life, to move in us, and to let your will be done in us. Because, God, you are holy. You are righteous. You are heavenly. And, God, what you can do for us is more than we could ever ask or think of. And so, God, we thank you for reminding us in St. Matthew 7, starting from verse 7. When you say, God, we should ask and it shall be given to us. Lord God, many a time we don't ask you for what we need help with. Many a time we don't ask you for what we are going through and need intercession. Many a time we don't come to you, God, and talk to you of the difference that we would like to see take place in our life. Many a time we get caught up in the things of this world that we lose focus on you. And what you can do for us. We lose focus many times, God. But you're reminding us today, God, that all we have to do is ask you, God. When we enter into your presence, we can talk to you. We can seek you. Because you are God who is able to do abundantly above all that we could ever ask or think of. And so, God, today as we come before you, you said we shall ask and it shall be given to us. Lord, we are asking you for help. God, everyone who are listening to this podcast, everyone who is a member of the Elion Bible Church, everyone who is a member of other churches, God, we are asking you for help, God. We need your help in our life, in every area of our life, God. We need you to help us to become the people of God you are destined for us to become. We need you to help us to focus on you more than we focus on the world. We need you to help us to become, to grow more in you. to seek you more. God, to surrender more to you. We need you, God, to help us to pray more. Help us to sing more, to rejoice more, to glorify you more, to exalt you more. Oh, Father God, we need your power to move in each and every one of your churches, God. The anointing can take over and your will can be done. God, we need you. We need your help, Lord God, in every era of our life. Oh, Father God, I want you to help everyone who's listening to this podcast and everyone who's a member of this ministry. I want you, God, and all the ministries that are calling upon you, help, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, those who need help in their areas, God, where they're sick, God, send a divine intervention that will heal and deliver them, God. Those who are upset, God, send help. Those who are broken, send help. Those who need deliverance, send help, Lord God. Those who need financial breakthrough, send help. Those who need help in the family, send help, God. Help on the job, help at home. And most of God, God, help in our life that we are living for you. Let it be pleasing to you, God. Help us to grow more in you, to become more like you, to become the people of God that you are destined for us to become, God. Help us, Lord Jesus, not to give up on you, but to hold on even more so now than ever before, because you are God who is good. You are wonderful, God. You are holy, God. You are righteous, God. And Father, you can do for us what we can't even do for ourselves. So today, God, we are asking you for help. And God, not only are we asking for help, we're asking you for guidance, God. A lot of times, Lord God, we give up. Oh God, not too sure the direction to go, not too sure the plans to make, not too sure the decision to make, God. But God, we are asking you today, God, to please help us, Lord Jesus. Please help us, Lord God, not to give up on you. Help us not to get discouraged. Help us not to let go of you, God. But I'm asking you, Lord God, to guide us in the path that we should take. Oh God, guide us, God, in every area of our life, God. The decisions we make, guide us, God, so we stop making decisions that are not pleasing to you. But God, we will draw closer to you. We will become more like you. And God, we can become the people of God you destined for us to become. God, you reminded us that you are able to do so much for us. God, to help us to have guidance in you, to led by you, led by your power, led by your anointing, led by your breakthrough in our life. Oh, Father God, I pray, Lord God, not only do you help us and guide us, but God, strengthen us, God, because you are our refuge and strength. You are present help in a time of trouble. God, you are able to keep us safe from danger seen and unseen. You are able, God, to help us from every trouble that can come our way. So, Lord God, we are asking you to strengthen us, God. Help us to grow more spiritually. Help us to become more like you each day, God. Lord God, help us, Lord God, to become the people of God that you're destined for us to become. Help us not to give up on you. Help us not to get weary in well-doing. Help us, Lord God, not to get tired of praying, tired of worshiping you, tired of singing. But God, help us to surrender to you so that your will can be done in us, Lord Jesus. Lord God, help us to move by your power, God. Not give up on you, God. Be more passionate for the things of God. And those who are not attending service like they should, God, help them, God, so that they can attend service every time service is available. God, hallelujah. Those who are attending service, God, help them not to leave the same way they entered, but help them to leave, God, more charged, more powerful, more anointed for you, God. I pray, dear Lord God, that they will seek you more so now than ever before. Go, Father God, so your power, God, can strengthen them, God. They will surrender to you. They will worship you like never before, God. Oh, Father God, I'm praying, Lord Jesus. Not only do God help us, God, and guide us and strengthen us, but we are asking you, God, to bless us, God. Oh, God, bless your people more so now than ever before. We all need an outstanding, God, anointing, an outstanding worship, God, an outstanding praise. We need a breakthrough in our life than ever before, God. Bless. Bless us, God, spiritually. Bless us, God, in every area of our life. Oh, God, those who need financial blessing, bless them. Those who need a breakthrough, bless them, God. Those who need uplifting, bless them, God. Those who need an intervention in their life, bless God. Those who are hurting, God, bless God. Those who, God, hallelujah, Jesus, have forgotten who they are, bless them to see that God is able to do abundantly above all that we could ever ask or think of. And God, you're reminding us today that all we have to do is ask and we shall receive. You said we should seek and we shall find. We should hold knock and it shall be open unto us, God. And so God, you said everyone that asks is receiving. Today we are asking for help and guidance, Lord Jesus. And God, you said he that seeketh shall find. Lord, we are seeking you for strength, God, so we can find strength in you, oh God, and refuge in you, God. And so today, them that knock it shall be open. We are knocking on your door, God, today for a blessing in our life that we never thought possible, and a blessing, God, that will take us to another level in you than where we are. So we not give up on you, God, but we keep on holding on to you until your will be done in our life. We thank you for everything today, God. Bless us unconditionally, and let your will be done in us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. I want to thank you for listening to this podcast, and I want you to go through this day asking God for whatever you need of to help you, asking God to guide you, and I want you to seek God's strength, hallelujah, and refuge in your life, and I want you to knock to God until he bless you the way you intended to receive blessing from him. Have a great day. And we'll talk again soon. Bye-bye.